just being open and honest with you, I have to admit that when I first read 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, it kind of messed with my theology. Because it says here that the Spirit of God had departed from Saul, and God had sent an evil spirit. And I'm thinking, that don't fit right. Because I just can't imagine that God would just send an evil spirit. But now I do understand this. God is in charge of everything. And everything is under His dominion. And when God speaks, even demons obey. But I had to give it some more thought. And then I remembered something that Brother Jonathan Kahn taught us, and we talked about this in the Return of the Gods, the book that he wrote. And he wrote the book with this premise. And he talks about the scripture where it talks about when Jesus gives a parable, and he says a house that's been vacated and swept and left deserted will not stay deserted. In other words, he says, if the Spirit of the Lord has departed, then there will be other spirits who will occupy that dwelling, and they will be seven times worse than any other demon that had occupied that place. Well, this is the principle. Saul had decided that he wanted to go on his own, and he wasn't connecting with the Holy Spirit and with the Spirit of God. And now in his heart that is now turned away from God, God has rejected him, which leaves him open to whatever the devil wants to send. Now listen to me here. We have to apply this to our own self. If we decide that we have no need for God, and oh, I've heard it. I'm shocked. And I remember one time I was talking to a gentleman about the scripture that talks about that the sin that God will not forgive is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And I was telling this gentleman, I said, it was hard to believe that somebody would be callous about that. He said, well, let me just take you to the internet. Well, he didn't really do that, but he told me, he says, I've seen it on the internet. I've seen people who have wrote, and he says, I am denouncing God and I am denouncing the Holy Spirit. I was done. I was just done. Because the scripture very clearly says, this is the unforgivable sin. People are calloused about it. Well, when you have that type of a heart and that type of spirit, maybe you're not blaspheming the Holy Spirit, but you're just saying, God, I have no use for you. Well, then you are leaving your spiritual self open to whatever the devil has in mind for you. And I want to give you a little tip here, because the scripture tells us what the devil has in mind for us. We find this in the Gospel of John chapter 10. He says, the thief, that's the devil, comes but to steal and to kill and to destruction. His designs for those who reject God, they're not good. This is Pastor Jack King with a gospel on the radio broadcast.